Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
This morning, with control of the House still in question, President-elect Trump making a historic announcement, the first woman ever to serve as White House Chief of Staff, ABC's Rachel Scott.
President-elect Donald Trump announcing the first member of his administration, selecting his campaign manager, Susie Wiles, for the powerful role of White House Chief of Staff.
Susie likes to stay sort of in the back, let me tell you. The Ice Maiden, we call her the Ice Maiden.
Right? Wiles, one of Trump's most trusted advisors.
Susie likes to stay in the background. She's not in the background.
Trump calling Wiles tough, smart, innovative, universally admired and respected, noting that she will also become the first woman ever to serve as White House Chief of Staff.
Now, what we don't know still this morning, though, is what type of Congress the president-elect will have. Republicans have the majority in the Senate. They've secured that through the margin of control, though, still undetermined in that body. And then who controls the House? Still an open question this morning. Joined live now by ABC News and 538 analyst Nathaniel Rakich from Washington. Thanks for the time, Nathaniel. Let's do the Senate first. We know Republicans have locked up. Is it 53 seats and a couple yet to be decided?
It's 52 seats so far, yeah. And Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada are the ones that are still up in the air. But yeah, there's a big difference between 52 Republican seats, you know, which, you know, they might not be able to pass some things if they get a couple of defections from more moderate senators, and 55 seats, which I think would be a pretty safe majority.
Do we have an idea of which is leaning where at this point?
Yeah, so right now, Republicans are leading in Pennsylvania, and the Associated Press has actually called that race for the Republicans, but we at ABC News aren't reporting a projection quite yet, so we're not quite sure that one is done. But then in Arizona and Nevada, the Democrat is leading in the count in both of those, and so if that holds, you know, we would be looking at a 53-47 Senate.
And Nathaniel, we in Wisconsin are usually expecting to go late into the night or early into the morning without knowing all of our results. But it just seems like Friday after a Tuesday election is a really, really long time. Do we know what the issue is? Is this just what typically happens every year, or is it slower than normal?
Yeah, so in Nevada and Arizona, it is pretty typical. Those are two states that vote predominantly by mail, and it just takes longer to count mail ballots. You know, you have to not only run them through the machines, but you have to, in order to get them to that point, you have to take them out of the envelopes. You have to check the signatures on the envelopes to make sure that they match the voter's signature, and then, you know, yeah, stick them through the machine. So that takes a while. You know, that's par for the course in those states. In Pennsylvania, it's simply because the race is so close, right? There are always ballots that get counted at the last minute in every state, provisional ballots, overseas military absentee ballots. Those always get added to the count at the end, and they only can matter really in these very, very tight races like in Pennsylvania.
So I guess we shouldn't complain here in Milwaukee when our vote totals didn't come in till about 4 a.m. this time around.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it would be nicer for our sleep schedules if they would do it earlier, but you know, you guys don't have the worst of it.
Talking with Nathaniel Rakich, senior elections analyst at ABC News and 538. He is live with us from Washington this morning. So let's shift over to the House. Nathaniel, you need 218 to have the slimmest of majorities. Looks like Republicans at 208 is what I'm seeing. 25 seats still outstanding.
We have him at 212, so a little bit closer.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah.
Update for you live on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Exactly. There you go. So, yes, they're closing in on that magic number, but, you know, they're not there yet. Democrats could run the table in the remaining districts, you know, and kind of, you know, run in there at the last minute, grab it under the wire. But yeah, I would rather be Republicans at this point. But I think the upshot is that they aren't going to gain a significant number of seats if they gain any. And so I think we're looking at another very narrow House majority, which, of course, could be a recipe for chaos, as we've seen in the last 2 years.
And for these nearly two dozen seats or so that are still up, are we looking at the same places, Nevada, Arizona?
Arizona, for sure. All of Nevada's districts in the House are counted. But the big hang up in the House is actually California, which is another of those vote by mail states. And obviously, it's so huge. There are, I think, something like 8 districts that are still unprojected there alone. Those are, I think, the places to watch.
Nathaniel Rakich is senior elections analyst at ABC News and 538. He was live with us from Washington this morning. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. So even I think to his point about the House, Republicans will look to have a few seats in a 100-seat body is a big deal in the Senate. A few seats in a 435-member body, as it may ultimately play out to be for the Republicans, that's a far more tenuous majority. Although they've been operating under the slimmest of majorities for this last congressional session anyway.
And you saw not a lot of work get done.
That is fair. 828 on Wisconsin's Morning News.